Exhibit A. We are friends in a sleeping bag, splitting the heat. We have one filthy pillow to share, and your lips are in my hair.
O Positive was founded in 2010 in Kingston, New York, by a small group of artists, activists, doctors, and a dentist. It's now a national nonprofit working in cities around the country that builds a long-term relationships between creatives and health and wellness providers to strengthen local communities. They have year-round efforts, and this year's O Positive Festival in Kingston takes place October 6th through the 8th, and the lineup is incredible. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Here to tell us more, we welcome Joe Conkra. He is co-founder and executive director Shannon Light, nurse in charge of the Artist Clinic. Micah Blumenthal is here as well, and art witch Denise Orzo. It's a great pleasure to have all of you here. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
A delight, a delight, a delight. Okay. Micah, well, let's begin with Joe as co-founder to talk about, well, what you've gotten yourself into.
Wow, right? What Denise and I and a whole bunch of artists and musicians and providers got together and came up with an idea in 2010 before the Affordable Care Act. And here we are 8 years later in maybe even a worse situation, wondering whether everything will be repealed, replaced, and what does that really mean to community, right? So how do you develop a system where artists, musicians, and doctors value each other equally for their contributions to a community? And that's where we find ourselves now, 8 years later, taking care of a lot of artists and a lot of musicians, which Shannon will get into with our clinic numbers from last year and what we actually do at the festival and how the community contributes to that.
Okay, perfect segue. So it's safe to say you've taken care of a lot of people. I mean, it's a lot of people.
Yes. Well, in the 3 days of our clinic during the festival last year, I think we had 468 provider visits, almost 200 patients in the course of 3 days. And those are all artists, musicians, and some of our volunteers as well.
Talk about a little bit of the services that you provide. It's the breadth of services is very impressive.
Well, thanks. We certainly like to bridge that gap between Western medicine and other modalities. So everyone who walks through the door first sits down with a nurse, which is very important. Mm-hmm. We really hope that it's a comfortable space where people can discuss what their concerns are, their medical histories, their family histories, their social situations. And then the nurses can help provide some education and then also help our patients figure out what providers they want to see. So everyone from primary care, we get a lot of physicians and resident physicians from the Institute for Family Health, which is a wonderful organization that we work closely with. We have massage therapists, acupuncturists, social workers, chiropractors, energy medicine practitioners. I have a cardiologist coming this year. just a wide variety of providers, over 100 volunteer providers who devote time to the clinic over the course of the weekend.
Now, and of course, that is just part of what goes on. And
right.
From the very beginning, that was the case, not just the medical aspect of this, but also showcasing what these incredible artists do.
Yeah, exactly. And literally valuing each other for what they can do, whether it's painting a mural on a 7-story building or coming while they're on tour and stopping and playing in a show in Kingston. It's important also to remember that, you know, we can only do this with the support of the people who actually come and pay what they want or donate for a wristband to come be part of this revolution in care and how we provide care with each other and what care looks like at a very micro community basis, whether that's in Kingston, Poughkeepsie, Haverhill, Massachusetts, wherever we've operate or have operated, like Chicago and California. And I think that, you know, while everyone's debating a national level, here we are quietly going about our work in Kingston and really affecting change in a community on a really deep level, because when you get to know who your provider is and they stop being just your doctor, but they become your friend Mark walking down the street, that changes everything.
Sure. It's a big difference. Denise, talk to us about the art. Of course, the muralist that the festival is really famous for. We'll begin with the theme for this year.
Yeah, this year's theme is home. And so we have, thus far, we have 7
as
muralists
coming. As your t-shirt
coming.
Indicates.
Yes, I am branded. We have 7 muralists coming this year, 2 of whom have started their work. We have One woman came from New Mexico, and she's doing an incredible mural of an indigenous woman using her hand to navigate the way home using the stars. We have Matt Pleva down on the Maritime Museum, our first mural down in the Rondout area of Kingston. And yeah, we're just really excited about the diversity of the artists and the diversity of their works, and they'll be getting health and wellness services in exchange for donating these their time and these incredible murals, which will stay. We recently published our first mural map, which shows the 22 murals we've already facilitated in Kingston. And yeah, so we're going to have 29 at the end of the weekend. And here's a mural map for you, Joe.
Now, those are just beautiful. I mean, those are just incredible.
Yeah, that was last year. Lady Pink, who is
I'm pointing to a picture of a mural just for those of you, those of you on the radio.
How does that translate at home?
Yes.
That was from last year. We had Lady Pink, who is she's a pioneer of street art and women in street art. And that's one of the... That's one of our part of our mission. We like to get a lot of women out in the public space making portraits and murals. And yeah,
Micah Blumenthal is here to tell us about music and yoga.
Yes, both of those things. And
we'll start with the music.
All right, music. I mean, I just heard Denise mention the word diversity, and that's certainly a part of our music lineup as well. We have an incredible amount of local bands, the Big Takeover and the Mammals, but we also have bands coming from other places as well. But it's also our sound. I mean, we have hip hop with groups like Cross Culture, actually coming from Brooklyn. They play with a live band. But we also have Amanda Palmer this year and Deerhoof. But we also have the next generation of talent already happening in hardcore and Porcelain Helmet, who will be performing Friday night. Honestly, whatever you are listening to, whatever moves you, it's represented somewhere in our festival. And it's I think the other important part is that it's in our name, but it's also positive, right? Like, there's a lot happening in the world right now, and it's important to remember that there is positive change happening, and we are coming together around these ideas. And this festival is really the gift back to our community and to the festival goer for their donation and for everything that they're doing, that they're a part of.
If you go to opositivefestival.org and spell out positive, opositivefestival.org, you can find out the schedule, which has everything, right? Tells you
everything.
How to do everything, the music, the art, the health, everything.
Including
and the yoga.
Explore classes. Exactly. Yes, a whole series. It starts Friday night with some kirtan again.
Mm-hmm.
And then all day Saturday and all day Sunday, yoga, dance. There's a class by the Mula Doula, how to survive in the gig economy.
Dance Cross fitness classes. Mm-hmm. We also have cycling events happening, 4 different cycling events happening throughout the weekend. It's not to mention our expo, right? Actually
public
a chance,
expos,
public health
Saturday
expos
morning.
Where people can come and get educated, can come and hear about what services are available to them.
Yep.
And we actually have a conference this year, too, with the Good Work Institute, which is all about economics and what economic models look like at this time in our history and how that changes. So we have a lot of speakers coming from all over the world, all over the country, to talk about what the next economy looks like and how this fits into it and what we're doing together.
Also family. We have a lot of family programming, stuff to do with the kids, scavenger hunts, and
Rap Boy Jr.
The parade Friday night. It's always a good time.
You know, the thing that I know we touched on this last year, but I think is so important to think of for the people in this region especially, is that you started this, and now this has become a model nationwide. This is, people are coming to you and saying, oh, how do we do this in our communities? Which is, I think anyone who starts something like this hopes that that's what happens, is that somebody comes and takes your good idea and makes it viable in their community as well. So you must be very proud of that.
I'm proud of everybody here and everybody who's not here who works on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really proud of I think we're all proud of each other. I think we're very codependent at this point. but also it's year-round work. And I think, you know, I don't know if people understand how much work it actually takes year-round and how many contacts we get from bands, musicians, and artists that are on the road or painting in other cities who have questions about their health care, especially when the administration changed in Washington and everybody was wondering what would happen to the health insurance that they did get through navigating through OPositive. And the fact that we're supported by everybody who's listening to this radio station because they're the ones who come and give us what they want for the wristband and what they can give us for the wristband. And that's how we've been able to do that along with our sponsors and stuff. So yeah, I'm really excited that other communities are doing this. And we have a long list of more communities who want to do it.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I guess we can say that it's a shame that it's so necessary, but, and yet it is.
Yes, it's necessary. And also it's, not only is it vital, but I think when you start to actually talk about how a community takes care of itself, you begin to get a resilient community.
So we have about a minute and a half, and I just want to go quickly around the room and sort of what you have personally, what each of you have personally taken from this experience of being a part of the festival. Denise, we'll begin with you.
For me, it's thrilling to be able to facilitate these murals and have these living, you know, testaments to all of the work that we do together and to see how it impacts, you know, young people in our community, to see people who look like them up on the walls around and to bring art into the public. That's, for me, the most thrilling part of this.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Shannon?
Hope. I walk away with a lot of hope and inspiration. Hope that really we can be a healthy nation. We can take care of one another. Hope that we can break down boundaries that exist to getting health care, to taking care of ourselves. So I feel hope.
It's a good way to feel. And Micah?
For me, connection. I think humans long for it. I think we have difficulty making it happen. But in this festival, I see people genuinely community coming together and making it happen. And that takes real work, but I see us doing that.
And Joe?
I think it's actually walking into the clinic on the weekend of and seeing artists, musicians, and doctors have sandwiches together and eat together and get care together. I think that's it for me.
Well, it's all beautiful what you're doing, and people can find out more by going to opositivefestival.org, opositivefestival.org. But you really have to go there to experience it and to see what's going on to clearly get it. The festival takes place October 6th through the 8th in Kingston. The lineup is incredible, from the artists to the musicians to the doctors, everybody. It's really incredible, the providers. The Kingston OPositive Festival takes place October 6th through the 8th. To learn more, visit opositivefestival.org, opositivefestival.org. Joe, Shannon, Micah, Denise, thank you so much for your beautiful work and for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.